James, Santiago, if you will stand with me as we read the text. Si pueden parar conmigo mientras leemos el texto. James 4 and verse 11. Santiago 4, versículo 11. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks evil against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Santiago 4:11. Hermanos, no murmuréis los unos de los otros. El que murmura del hermano y juzga su hermano, murmurará de la ley y juzga la ley. Pero si tú juzgas a la ley, no eres hacedor de la ley, sino juez. Let's pray. Oramos. Father, what a difficult passage we've come to, the implications even more so. It's not one, Father, that I would choose or elect to preach, but you've given it to us for our benefit. And I just pray, Father, that you would open our hearts and our minds this evening to receive it in a exhortation, that we would repent, and that we would continue in sanctification. God, we are thankful that you've given us such strict passages that we can look at and be confronted. God, I pray for those who will not receive this well, and just ask that you would give them grace and mercy to hear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. So, I want to qualify some things. Quiero calificar unas cosas. When we started this passage, cuando empezamos este pasaje, I warned you, te advertí. It's a difficult passage. Un pasaje difícil. It's difficult to preach. Difícil a predicar. It's difficult to hear. Difícil a oír. It's going to be offensive. Va a ser ofensivo. It's just the nature of it. So es la naturaleza de ella. So I warned you, don't come. Yo te advertí, no venir. Some of you listened. Unos de ustedes escucharon. And you didn't come. No vinieron. Maybe you're listening. Tal vez estás escuchando. But if you forgot about that, si olvidaste esto, and you want to leave, you can. Si olvidaste esto, quieres salir, puedes. But I want to let you know it's a difficult passage. Quiero decirte, es un pasaje difícil. So, the last time we were in James, la vez pasada que estamos en Santiago, 4:11, the first part, 4:11, la primera parte. And I want to remind you of that. Quiero recordarte de eso. Of the imperative here. Del imperativo aquí. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. No, hermanos, no murmuréis los unos de los otros. And it's a great exhortation, a great imperative. Un gran imperativo. There is no benefit to yourself. No hay beneficio a ti mismo. There's not a benefit to the church. No hay beneficio a la iglesia. There is no benefit to God. No hay beneficio a Dios. For us speaking an evil word against one another. Hablar mal. Murmurar uno a otro. Contra otro. Our calling in Christ, as we saw this past Sunday, is one. Nuestro llamamiento en Cristo, como vemos el domingo, es uno. Being one in Christ, siendo uno en Cristo. Called out of the world, llamado del mundo. Brought into the church, traídos a la iglesia. And our calling as a church is to encourage one another. Nuestro llamamiento como iglesia es animar uno a otro. Remember, we looked at Ephesians. Recuerdas que miramos Efesios. Use your words for building others up. Use tus palabras para edificar uno a otro. To give grace to those who hear. Hará gracia a los que oyen. And use them for not tearing one another down. Usarlos para no destruir. We're here to edify one another. Estamos aquí para edificar uno a otro. So I want to exhort you tonight. Quiero exhortarlos esta noche. Read your Bibles. Lees tu Biblia. The world's coming after you. El mundo viene tras de ti. If they hated me, they're going to hate you. Si me aborrecen a mí, van a aborrecer a ti. Stop firing bullets one to another. Dejas de tirar balas uno a otro. I want to remind you of a qualification I gave. Quiero recordarte de una calificación que di. I'm not calling for us to excuse sin. No estoy llamando uno a otro a excusar pecado. No, we must confront it and call it out. Debemos confrontarlo, llamarlo. You see your brother in sin, Matthew 18 says. Ves tu hermano en pecado, Mateo 18 dice. Go to them. Vayas a ellos. Tell them. Diles. But our goal in going, nuestra meta en ir, our goal in calling them out, nuestro llamado en llamarlos, to call them to repentance, a llamarlos a arrepentimiento, to confront our brother, confrontar nuestro hermano, is to gain them. Es ganarlo. Not to degrade them. No degradarlos. God said this, Dios dijo esto, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. No quiero la muerte de los impíos. Literalmente, no tengo placer en la muerte de los impíos. So God told Ezekiel. So okay, Dios dijo a Ezekiel, I don't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. No me complace en la muerte de los malvados. But it seems like sometimes in the church we do. Pero parece que a veces en la iglesia nosotros sí. Someone falls and somehow we get joy. Alguien cae en una forma tenemos gozo. It's wrong. It's mal. Intention and condition of your heart. Si esa es la condición e intención de tu corazón, no lo hagas. Don't do it. And so this is our context here. It's just a contexto aquí. James is writing to the church. Santiago está escribiendo a la iglesia. And he's saying, diciendo, don't speak evil against your brother. No hablas mal de tu hermano. And then he moves on. And he qualifies these things. Él se mueve adelante y califica estas cosas. He says, dice, the one who speaks against his brother, or against a brother, or and judges, one of those two, his brother, says here, dice aquí en versículo 11, el que murmura del hermano y juzga a su hermano. Now, this is an interesting phrase. Es una frase interesante. So, the one who speaks evil against his brother, el que habla mal de su hermano, the text is essentially saying, the text is essentially saying, he's judging him. Está juzgándolo. So, the first thing I want to address here is the speaking evil. Primera cosa que quiero confrontar es murmurar. So, in our context, I want you to see what's going on with these people. En el contexto, quiero que veas lo que está pasando con esta gente. Some of them have strong convictions of one thing. Unos tienen fuertes convicciones de una cosa, and some have strong convictions of another. Y otros tienen fuertes convicciones de otro. And the context is similar to that of Romans 14. El contexto es similar del contexto de Romanos 14. One thinks it's right to eat the meat. Uno cree que está bien a comer la carne. And one thinks it's wrong to eat the meat. Uno piensa que está mal a comer la carne. Some observe festivals and some do not. Unos observan festivales, otros no. We just came through the time of Christmas, so I thought I would use this illustration. Acabamos de pasar el tiempo de Navidad, entonces pensaba usar esta ilustración. One judges one because they have a Christmas tree. Uno juzga uno porque tiene un árbol de Navidad. And one judges another because they don't have a tree. Y uno juzga a otro porque no tienen árbol de Navidad. So the question is it right or wrong to have a Christmas tree? La pregunta es, ¿está bien o mal a tener un árbol de Navidad? Well, obviously it's sin. Obviamente es pecado, ¿no? It depends on what your doctrine of the tree is. Depending qué es tu doctrina del árbol. See, if someone comes to me and says, brother, I don't have a tree for these reasons. Si alguien viene conmigo y dice, hermano, no tengo un árbol por estas razones. And Jeremiah says this, and Jeremiah dice esto. And this is a pagan practice, un práctica pagano. I'm going to sit in my office, or if you sit down in my office, I'm going to say, at least they have a doctrine of the tree. Mínimo tiene un doctrina del árbol. But if you come to me, pero si vienes a mí, I want you to put Brother Edwin in church discipline. Quiero que pones hermano Edwin en disciplina de iglesia. He invited me over for dinner at his house. Me invito a comer en su casa. Because we didn't have much on our table to eat. No tuvimos mucho en la mesa a comer. He brought us into his house and there was a tree. Nos trajeron a su casa y hay un árbol. Decorado. He needs to be in discipline. Debe estar en disciplina. So James is saying, don't do that. Santiago está diciendo, no haces eso. In the church, there's always going to be different convictions. La iglesia siempre va a ser convicciones diferentes. It's a good thing. Es algo bueno. Sit and discuss whether it's right or wrong to have a tree. Siéntate y discutir si es bueno o malo tener un árbol. Caution is this. The caution is esto. That we not let those type of convictions, que no dejamos esos tipos de convicciones, take us to the point of putting our brother in hell. Llevarnos a punto a poner nuestro hermano en infierno. Maybe your brother is just convinced it's okay to eat the meat. Tal vez tu hermano solo está convencido, está bien a comer la carne. At least, like I said, he has a doctrine of meat. Mínimo tiene una doctrina de carne. Maybe he's convinced it's not right to eat the meat. Tal vez está convencido a no comer la carne. It says in the text, he said in the text of Romans 14, Romanos 14, whatever you don't do in faith is sin. Lo que no haces en fe es pecado. If you don't eat the meat in faith, si no comes la carne en fe, good. Bueno. If you eat the meat in faith, it's good. Si comes la carne en fe, está bien. But why would we condemn our brother to hell for such a thing? Pero por qué condenar nuestro hermano al infierno por tan pequeño cosa. The very one who Christ died for. Primero que Cristo murió por él. Don't speak evil of your brother for a matter of opinion. No hablas mal de tu hermano de un asunto de opinión. Here's what happens. Here's lo que pasa. You come to church, vengas a la iglesia, and you say, well, did you see how he was dressed? Viste como él estaba vestido. And you begin to murmur. Empiezas a murmurar. It begins to infect others. Empiezas a infectar otros. Something so simple as he fell on the ground on his way to church and his jacket was dirty. Sakai, en camino a la iglesia, no quería estar tarde, entonces estaba sucio su saco. It wasn't that he didn't iron his clothes. No es que no planchó su ropa. Not that he doesn't care. No es que no importa. But something so simple, now you've turned people's hearts from him. Ahora has volteado los corazones de unos de él. You've placed a judgment on him. It's not right. Has puesto un juicio sobre él que no está bien. So that's what he means by speaking evil against your brother. Eso es lo que quiere decir, hablar mal de tu hermano. Now, I want to take this a little bit farther. Quiero llevar esto un poco más allá. We all have family members that we love. Siempre, todos tenemos familiares que los amamos. We want them to come to faith in Christ. Queremos que vengan a fe en Cristo. But such is our murmuring sometimes Así es nuestro murmurar a veces, even against our brothers, aún en contra de nuestros hermanos. That amongst lost people we murmur about them. Que con los perdidos murmuramos contra ellos. We drive them from the gospel. Y lo alejamos a ellos del evangelio. Who wants to be part of something like that? ¿Quién quiere ser parte de eso? James is right. The mouth is a strong muscle. Santiago tiene razón. La boca es un músculo fuerte. But I want you to see this too. Pero quiero que veas esto también. I want you to remember James. Quiero que recuerdes a Santiago. There's more imperatives in the book of James. Imperatives per word. Word count. Imperativos por cuántas palabras hay. More in James than any other. Más en Santiago que cualquier otro. The exhortations are to flee sin. Los exhortaciones están a huir de pecado. So, he's not saying, shut your mouth and let sin reign. No está diciendo, calla tu boca y deja que el pecado reina. We should be a disciplined people. Debemos ser un pueblo disciplinado. The gospel demands that we are disciplined. El evangelio demanda que somos disciplinados. The nature of Christianity. La naturaleza del cristianismo. We must be a disciplined people. Debemos ser un pueblo disciplinado. But we must recognize, pero tenemos que reconocer, in Christian orthodoxy, in ortodoxia cristiano, there's essentials and non-essentials. Hay esenciales y hay cosas no esenciales. And that allows liberty in the non-essentials. Y deja libertad en los no esenciales. It's not a difficult concept. No es un concepto difícil. It's one that we practice frequently. Es uno que practicamos frecuentemente. There's things that people do here in the church. Hay cosas que la gente hace aquí en la iglesia. Decisions that people make. Decisiones que la gente hace. And I think they're devastating to themselves and their families. Y yo creo que es una devastación a ellos y su familia. And they're affecting their lives in a great way. Están afectando sus vidas en una gran manera. But those decisions aren't always a church discipline issue. Pero esas decisiones no son, siempre son un asunto de disciplina de la iglesia. This brother bought a red car. Este hermano compró un coche rojo. Does he not know that he's going to get stopped more? ¿No sabe que va a pararle más? I'm using a silly illustration, but you know what I'm referring to. Estoy usando una ilustración chistoso, pero que hablo. James is advocating for us to not leave the essentials alone. Santiago está diciendo, no dejas los esenciales. Don't let people have liberty in essentials. No dejas que la gente tenga libertad en esenciales. But he is saying, do not speak evil against your brother in non-essentials. Pero está diciendo, no hablas mal de tu hermano en no esenciales. Don't judge your brother to hell for something that's not essential. No juzgas tu hermano al infierno por algo que no es esencial. I want to also warn of this. También quiero advertir de esta. He is also not saying, don't give wisdom. También no está diciendo, no das sabiduría. He's not saying, hey, I see my younger brother being foolish. No está diciendo, mira, yo veo mi hermano menor siendo necio. Well, I don't want to judge him. No quiero juzgarlo, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Entonces, solo voy a cerrar la boca. No. There is great wisdom in the counsel of many. Hay gran sabiduría en el consejo de muchos. If you see your brother being foolish, si ves tu hermano siendo necio, tell him, dile. Love and kindness and amor y bondad. The second thing I want to address here is judging your brother. Segunda cosa que quiero confrontar aquí es juzgando a tu hermano. So first, there's the speaking of evil. Primero, hay un hablar mal, murmurar. The second is a judgment. El segundo es un juicio. You're judging your brother. Estás juzgando a tu hermano. How is speaking evil of our brother judging? ¿Cómo hablando mal de nuestro hermano, murmurando de nuestro hermano es juzgando? It's when we take a non-essential and make it essential. It's cuando tomamos un no esencial y hacer esencial, that we place ourselves as the judge of our brother. Ponemos nuestro mismo como juez de nuestro hermano. Now, we do the same thing that they did to the churches in Galatia. Hacemos la misma cosa que hicieron a las iglesias en Galacia, the Judaizers, los judaizantes. No. Yes, Christ, but circumcision. No. No solamente Cristo, pero circuncisión. If you really want to be a Reformed Baptist, si tienes que quieres ser bautista reformado, you must buy this copy of the Second London Confession. Tienes que comprar esta copia de la Segunda Confesión de Londres and read it from your knees every day. Y leer de tus rodillas todos los días. You'll really be reformed then. Así será reformado. You must be circumcised or you're not saved. Debe ser circuncidado o no será salvo. What they're doing is essentially taking the place of God. Lo que estaban haciendo es tomando el lugar de Dios. Here's a man walking in faith in the light of the gospel. Aquí está un hombre caminando en fe en la luz del evangelio. And these guys over here, y estos hombres están diciendo, they're saying, you're not good enough to go to heaven. No es suficiente bueno para ir a los cielos. They're essentially taking the role of the Catholic Church. Esencialmente están tomando el rol de la Iglesia Católica. Peter decides who comes in and who doesn't. Pedro decide quién entra y quién no. They're making themselves their own standard. Están haciendo su mismo su propio standard. Unless it's my flavor, it's not right. Si no es mi sabor, no es correcto. It's arrogance that thinks that your door is the door to heaven. It's arrogancia que cree que tu puerta es la puerta del cielo. It's only Christ. Solo es Cristo. He's the essential. So I understand the tension. Yo entiendo la tensión. It sounds like a chapter over. Parece que a segundo capítulo James was saying the opposite. Santiago estaba diciendo opuesto. No. Tell your brother in his sin. Dile a tu hermano en su pecado. Confront him. Confrontarlos. Fruit. A fruto. You say you have faith. But no works. Tienes fe y no obras. Good. The demons as well. También los demonios. I understand this tension. Yo entiendo esta tensión. So how do we react as a church? ¿Cómo reaccionamos como iglesia? If brothers in sin, hay hermanos en pecado, they should be confronted. Debe ser confrontado. There's foolish brothers. Hay hermanos necios. And then there's some that are so strict. Y hay otros que están estrictos. And they live in such a way that no one can live up to their standard. Viven en una forma que nadie puede alcanzar su standard. So how do we resolve this tension? ¿Cómo resolvemos esta tensión? If you will, go with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Si pueden ir conmigo a Hebreos capítulo 10. I think it's a good example here. Creo que es un buen ejemplo. And I want to use this example because it's of these same people that this letter is written to. Quiero usar este ejemplo porque es de la misma gente que esta carta está escrita. So you have Hebrews and James written to the same people. Hebreos y Santiago escrito a la misma gente. Starting in verse 19, empezando en versículo 19. So, I'm just going to walk through this really quickly. Quiero andar en este rápidamente. Starting in verse 19, chapter 10, 19. Capítulo 10, versículo 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, dice, así que hermanos, teniendo libertad para entrar en el lugar santísimo por la sangre de Jesucristo. So he reminds them, él los recuerda. Our salvation is only in Jesus Christ. Nuestra salvación solo está en Jesucristo. So, We have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tenemos confianza en el Señor Jesucristo. When we finally get to chapter 10, cuando finalmente llegamos a capítulo 10, you're going to see something. Vas a ver algo. Chapter 10 is referring back to the whole letter. Capítulo 10 se está refiriendo de atrás a toda la carta. So, when he says confidence here, cuando él dice confianza aquí, he's reminding you of chapter 4 and verse 16. Está recordándote de capítulo 4 en versículo 16. We have confidence to enter the throne of grace. Tenemos confianza en entrar al trono de gracia. He's reminding you of the gospel. Está recordándote del evangelio, that our confidence isn't in us, but our great high priest. Nuestra confianza no está en nosotros, pero en nuestro sumo sacerdote. So have that in mind. Tenga eso en mente. And he reminds them, your confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tu confianza está en el Señor Jesucristo. Justification alone through faith in Jesus Christ. Justificación solamente por la fe de Jesucristo. Second, verse 20, verse 20. By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. Dice, por el camino nuevo y vivo de Jesucristo, por el camino nuevo y vivo que él nos abrió a través del velo. Esto es su carne. He's referring back to chapter 9. Está refiriendo al capítulo 9. He entered once for all time, securing eternal redemption by means of his own blood. Entró una vez para siempre por medio por su propio sangre, asegurando redención eterna. So, we have confidence in Lord Jesus Christ because of his work. Tenemos confianza en el Señor Jesucristo por su obra. That's where our confidence lies. Ahí es donde está nuestra confianza. Verse 21, verse 21. And since we have a great priest over the house of God. Y dice, y tienen un gran sumo sacerdote sobre la casa de Dios. And he has two implications here. Dos implicaciones aquí. He understands you. Te entiende a ti. He can sympathize with you. Él es simpático contigo. And he's sitting there interceding. Está sentado ahí intercediendo. You have a way, and your confidence is in him. Tienes un camino, tu confianza es en él, and he's there. Y él está ahí. Verse 22, versículo 22. The exhortation. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Versículo 22. Acercámonos con corazón sincero, en plena certidumbre de fe, purificados los corazones de mala conciencia, y lavados los cuerpos con agua pura. He reminds us of something else, nos recuerda de algo más. It could not purify the conscience. No podía purificar la conciencia, but his blood purifies the conscience. Pero su sangre purifica la conciencia. Therefore, come near to him. Entonces, venir cerca a él. That's our goal. Es nuestra meta. To come to the Lord Jesus Christ. A venir al Señor Jesucristo. Verse 23, the same exhortation we've already looked at in the book. Versículo 23, la misma exhortación que hemos visto en el libro. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Dice, mantengamos firmes, sin fluctuar, la profesión o confesión de nuestra esperanza, porque fiel es él quien prometió. So that's our goal. So that's our meta. To remain firm in our confession. A quedar firme en nuestra confesión. We gather as a church, juntamos como iglesia, to keep us firm in our confession. A mantenernos firme en nuestra confesión. So listen what he does in verse 24. Mira lo que hace en versículo 24. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Dice, y considerándonos unos a otros para estimarnos el amor y las buenas obras. So you need to consider one another. Debes considerar uno a otro. How to push one another along in good works. Como empujar uno a otro en buenas obras. And then he makes this statement, verse 25. Y hace este dicho en versículo 25. The way in which you do that, la forma en que haces eso, not neglecting to meet together, as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. No dejando de congregarnos, como algunos tienen por costumbre, sino exhortándonos, y tanto más cuanto ves que el día se acerca. It's a clear command to the church. Hay un mandamiento claro a la iglesia. Attend church. Asistir la iglesia. Don't make a habit of not coming. No haces un hábito de no venir. Obviously, they understood that. Obviamente, ellos entendieron eso. The way in which we stir one another up, la forma que animamos uno a otro, the way in which we encourage one another, la forma que animamos uno a otro. You got to see one another. Tienes que ver uno a otro. It's a clear command that was understood by the congregation. Había un claro mandamiento que estaba entendido por la congregación. Together, a juntar. Don't make a habit of not coming. No haces un hábito de no venir. There's some, hay unos, even some among us, aún entre nosotros, that consider gathering as optional. Que considerar juntando como opcional. Well, I'll go when I have time. Voy cuando tengo tiempo. I'll go when it's convenient. Voy cuando es conveniente. Here, the exhortation is, it's not optional. Aquí, la exhortación no es que no es opcional. Yeah, we understand, entendemos. Some might be sick. Algunos tal vez están enfermos. Maybe there's another reason. Tal vez hay otra razón. That you might have to miss. Que tal vez tienes que faltar. But the point is the consistency in your life is that you come. Pero el punto es que la consistencia en tu vida es que vienes. The normal is that you're here. The normal es que vienes. Why? ¿Por qué? You see, there's a day coming near. Hay un día que es cerca. It's the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the día del Señor Jesucristo. And we're preparing for that day. Estamos preparando para ese día. And we need each other to encourage us to stay faithful. Necesitamos uno a otro para que mantenemos firmes. So here's a clear exhortation. Aquí es una clara exhortación. Don't make a habit of not coming. No haces un hábito de no venir. Some have done that. Unos han hecho mal eso. But you see, Paul's not murmuring to the Hebrews about these people who have made a habit of not coming. Pablo no está murmurando a los hebreos de los que han hecho un hábito de no venir. Paul's saying straight up they're wrong. Pablo está diciendo francamente están mal. They've made a habit of not coming. Han hecho un hábito de no venir. But there's a day coming here. Hay un día que se acerca. So they must be exhorted. Deben ser exhortados. So I want you to make the distinction here. Quiero que haces la distinción. There's things that are not a matter of opinion. Hay cosas que no son asunto de opinión. Well, I think it's okay to not come. Yo creo que está bien a no venir. I think it's okay to do this or do that. Yo creo que está bien hacer esto o hacer esto. But there are things that the scriptures are clear. Hay cosas que las escrituras son claras. And then there's things where there's liberty. Hay cosas que hay libertad. I arrive at the church on Sunday mornings between 4:30 and 5 in the morning. Yo llego a la iglesia los domingos entre 4:30 y 5. And it'd be wrong of me, evil of me. Será mal de mí. To begin to think evil of you. A empezar a pensar mal de ti. Jeremiah wasn't here at 4:30 with me on Sunday. Jeremías no estaba aquí conmigo a 4:30 de la mañana. Heathen. Slacker. Malvado. Well, it's not commanded in Scripture. No está mandado en Escritura. You have to be here at 4:30. Que tienes que estar las 4:30. If I did that, I would be assuming the role of judge in his life. Si yo hago esto, yo estaré asumiendo el rol de juez en su vida. And it's to this point, it's a este punto, James is saying, don't do that. Santiago está diciendo, no haces esto. But when there's an essential, pero cuando hay un esencial, James is clear. Say it. Santiago es claro, dilo. James is telling people like me, Santiago está diciendo a gente como mí, don't think less of your brothers because they read the Puritan paperback versions of the books. No pienses mal de tus hermanos porque leen los formas de los puritanos abreviados. Slackers. Flojos. And so he's warning. Está diciendo una advertencia. When you pass judgment on your brother for things like that, cuando tú pasas juicio sobre tus hermanos por cosas así, you're assuming the role of God. Estás asumiendo el rol de Dios, and that's not good. No está bueno. But let's not overreact. Pero no debemos sobrereaccionar. When your brother's in sin, they're in sin. You better tell them. Cuando tu hermano está en pecado, debes decirles. So he goes a little farther. Él se mueve un poco and he says this, dice esta. He speaks evil against the law and judges the law. Murmura de la ley y juzga la ley. So when you do that, cuando tú haces esto, when you take my convictions are not essentials, cuando tomas mis convicciones de no esenciales, and you judge y juzgas, you are speaking against the law. Judging against the law. Estás hablando mal de la ley y juzgando la ley. How? ¿Cómo? Well, first, every sin is speaking evil against the law. Cada pecado es un hablar mal contra la ley. Every time we sin, cada vez que pecamos, essentially we're saying the law doesn't matter. Esencialmente estamos diciendo la ley no importa. My mom has a friend. Mamá tiene una amiga. She was speeding. Estaba pasado de velocidad. And the cop said, ma'am, do you know how fast you were going? Y el hombre, la policía, dijo, señora, ¿sabes qué tan rápido ibas? No, I was sending a text message. No, estaba mandando un mensaje de texto. Well, there's no regard for the law. No hay importancia de la ley. It's like David. It's como David. When he sins against Uriah, cuando peque contra Urias. Listen what the text says. Mira lo que dice el texto. 2 Samuel 12:9. Why have you despised the word of the Lord? To do what is evil in his sight. You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife. Have killed him with the sword of the Amorites. ¿Por qué pues tuviste un poco la palabra de Jehová, dice, siendo malo delante de sus ojos? Y a Urias, Eteo, heriste de a espalda y tomaste por mujer a su mujer, y a él lo mataste con la espada de los hijos de Amón. He says, dice, why have you despised the word of the Lord? Porque tuviste en poco la palabra de Dios. In David's rage and fury in the furia de David, he thought little of the 6th and 7th commandment. Él pensaba poco de los 6 y 7 mandamientos. We have a tendency to treat the law of God with honor at our convenience. Tenemos la tendencia de hablar y tratar la ley de Dios con poco honor. Como es conveniente a nosotros. We want to preach hard the law. Queremos predicar fuerte la ley. Especially when I walk out of Walmart. Especialmente cuando salgo de Walmart. And somebody's broken my window and stole my stuff. Cuando alguien ha rompido mi ventana y robado mis cosas. the eighth commandment, do not steal. El octavo mandamiento, no robarás. But yet you won't give God what is due to Him. Pero no das a Dios lo que es debido a Él. It says you've stolen from the storehouses of God. Dice, has robado de las casas del Señor. It's a strange thing, I think, James' warning here. It's a poco extraño, es la advertencia de Santiago aquí. But here's the reality. Aquí es la realidad. Hear me in this. Escúchame en esto. Many people preach against the thousands who mock, they preach against and mock. Muchos predican en contra de y burlan of the thousands who flock to Houston every Sunday. Que vayan a Houston todos los domingos to hear the pretty preacher, escuchar el predicador guapo. And yet in doing so, sometimes they even abandon the means of grace that's set before them. Y aún haciéndolo, abandona los medios de gracia puesto enfrente de ellos. There's people who will say, oh, how terrible is that? 30,000 people went on Sunday to hear him. Qué terrible es eso? 30,000 personas fueron domingo para escucharlo. And they didn't even come to church Sunday. Ni even ir a la iglesia domingo. I think we should practice what we preach. Creo que debemos practicar lo que predicamos. Jesus says, if your brother has dust in his eye, Jesús dijo, si tu hermano tiene polvo en su ojo, take the tree out of your own first. Quitas el viga de tu propio primero. We must be cautious. Debemos tener cuidado. Judging our brother, we put ourselves in the place of God. Juzgando a nuestro hermano, nos ponemos en lugar de Dios. He says this, and ultimo dice así. If you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Si juzgas la ley, no eres un asador de la ley, pero un juez. The one who puts themselves in arrogance over people. El quien pone a sí mismo en arrogancia sobre gente. Building themselves up in their own mind. Edificando a sí mismo en su propia mente. And putting others down. Bajando los otros. You've expelled yourself from being subjection to the law. That's expulsado que seas sujeto a la ley. And to be a servant of the law. He says, siervente de la ley. This is the warning of James. This is the advertencia de Santiago. When you set yourself in the place of God, cuando pones tú mismo en lugar de Dios, you can no longer serve God and you can no longer be subjected to His law. Ya no puedes servir a Dios y no puedes ser sujeto a su ley. This is the importance of the right distinction between law and gospel. Esa es la importancia de una distinción correcta de ley y evangelio. Let me warn you, déjame advertirte. When people do that, cuando gente hace eso, they're falling into sacramentalism. Están cayendo de sacramentalismo. When they say, look at how bad these people are, cuando dice, mire que tan malos esos, and yet they're denying the very essentials of the faith, están negando los esenciales de la fe. What you're saying is I'm gaining holiness through these essentials. Lo que estás diciendo, estoy ganando santidad de esos esenciales. We might not have a certificate of indulgence to show. Tal vez no tenemos un certificado de indulgencia para mostrar. But we have created our own sacramentalism. Pero hemos creado nuestro propio sacramentalismo. Let me clarify. Déjame clarificar. In a sense, we all do this. En un sentido, todos hacemos esto. In our minds, we let ourselves become judge. And en nuestras mentes dejamos que nosotros mismos seamos juez. Let me warn again. De nuevo, I'm not saying leave your brother in his sin. No estoy diciendo dejas tu hermano en tu pecado. Not saying that. No estoy diciendo esto. I am saying be careful with your mind and your heart against your brother. Estoy diciendo ten cuidado en tu mente y tu corazón contra tu hermano. Let me give you some characteristics of people who do this. Déjame darte unas características de gente que hace esto. They'll often seek to get in a deep discussion of something intriguing theologically. Frecuentemente quieren meter en una discusión profundo teológicamente que es interesante. Which is good. Que es bueno. Maybe we have a good question. Tal vez tenemos una buena pregunta. But even while they do that, they're neglecting the simple things. Pero aún cuando están haciendo esto, están negando las cosas simples. I want to get with the group and talk about infralapsarianism. Quiero juntar con el grupo y hablar de infralapsarianismo. Let me ask you first, how did Bible reading go this week? Déjame preguntarte primero, ¿cómo fue tu lectura de la semana de la Biblia? These people demand the service of others. Esta gente demanda el servicio de otros. They expect it. Lo esperan. You should serve me. Debes servirme a mí. But they're not willing to sacrifice anything for anyone else. Pero no están dispuestos a sacrificar nada para nadie más. They're the first ones to point out error. Son los primeros a apuntar al error. That's a good thing. It's bueno. Don't leave here and say, my pastor said, don't say anything about somebody in sin. No salgas de aquí diciendo, mi pastor dijo, no dices nada de alguien en pecado. But they're the first ones to justify their own as well. Pero también son los primeros a justificar su propio. We get the point here. Entendemos el punto aquí. James is being very frank. Santiago está siendo muy franco. It's clear, claro. The law is good. La ley es bueno. But a right distinction between law and gospel is good. Necessary. Pero una distinción entre ley y evangelio es necesaria. We don't do what we do to gain merit. No hacemos lo que hacemos para hacer mérito. The danger of what James is warning, el peligro de lo que Santiago está advirtiendo, is the Catholic Church, is the Iglesia Católica, the papists, the papi. That is the danger. Es el peligro. A wrong distinction between law and gospel leads to sacramentalism. Una mala distinción entre la ley y el evangelio lleva a sacramentalismo. And it makes one the judge of his own brother. Lo hace uno el juez de su propio hermano. James writes to the church and he says, don't do that. Santiago escribe a la iglesia y dice, hermanos, no haces esto. There's no benefit for the church. No hay beneficio por la iglesia. There's only one lawgiver and judge, the text is going to tell us. Solo hay un dador de la ley y juez, the text va a decirnos. He sits on his throne. Él se sienta en su trono. He's given us clear, distinct commands in the scriptures. Nos ha dado mandamientos claros y distintos en las escrituras. We must be careful how we deal one with another. Y debemos tener cuidado como tratamos uno a otro. Let's pray. Oramos. Dios, gracias por tu palabra. Gracias por Cristo, que en Él tenemos vida y paz. Y yo pido aún esta noche, Dios, que trabajes en nuestros corazones. conformarnos a tu imagen, santificarnos. En nombre de Cristo, Jesús, oramos. Amén.